Welcome back, beautiful souls, to our 36th episode of Spirituality with Kayun. In the last talk, I shared my realization that my spiritual journey towards self-discovery is in fact a healing journey. And as I continue to heal, I found greater clarity within myself. According to spiritual teachings, as we heal, we become more self-aware and we gain a deeper understanding of our true nature, eventually connecting to a higher consciousness. But what exactly is higher consciousness or even consciousness itself? Recently, a listener asked me to discuss consciousness, what it is, and why there is so much talk about raising consciousness in the Western world. So today, I will share my understanding of this concept and my personal experience with consciousness. Now, according to the Oxford Dictionary, consciousness is defined as the state of being aware of and responsive to one's surroundings. In today's world, the term consciousness is commonly used to describe the state of awareness and perception we possess. This encompasses our understanding of our thoughts, our feelings, our experiences, as well as our recognition of the world around us. And I agree that the term consciousness has become ubiquitous in both spiritual and non-spiritual contexts, permeating popular everyday culture and media. For instance, there's conscious communication, which emphasizes healthier relationship building through mindful and authentic interaction. Conscious consumerism encourages supporting ethical products and practices. Conscious parenting centers around nurturing empathy and emotional intelligence in children. Cultivating body-mind consciousness promotes health and well-being. Global consciousness aims to foster unity and interconnectedness. Environmental consciousness advocates for sustainability. God consciousness pertains to deepening spiritual connection with a higher divine source. Collective consciousness brings people together and influences social norms and behaviors. These are just a few examples of how the term consciousness is used in various ways. When we look at Eastern traditions and philosophies, we find that consciousness is approached from a different perspective compared to Western philosophical and scientific frameworks. Throughout centuries, consciousness has been regarded as something fundamental and pervasive, underlying all phenomena and experiences. It is more than just a state of being aware. It is considered the essence of one's being and the source of awareness. In this view, consciousness is seen as an universal and interconnected field that permeates everything in the universe. It possesses depth, and many practices are aimed at realizing and experiencing its true nature. During my stay at the ashrams or the yoga schools in India, I couldn't help but notice that many of the teachers donned vibrant yellow attire from head to toe, similar to the orange and the red robes worn by swamis or monks. The color yellow holds significant symbolism as it represents learning and the beginning of a disciplined life dedicated to the pursuit of true knowledge. Apart from their distinctive yellow wardrobe, these teachers also shared a common spiritual last name, Chaitanya. Curious to know the meaning of it, so I decided to inquire about it from my teacher. Can you guess what it means? So Chaitanya translates into consciousness in Sanskrit. This name, Chaitanya, is often associated with renunciates or individuals who have chosen a path of detachment. I hold immense admiration and respect for these individuals, recognizing the challenge they face in leaving behind the allure of material possessions and worldly attachments. They willingly forgo a life of comfort, luxurious belongings, intimate relationships, family life with children, high-paying professions, prestigious careers, and social status, among other things. It leads me to believe that these extraordinary souls must have undergone profound experiences in this life or perhaps in previous lifetimes, cultivating a deep inner longing to renounce everything in their quest for the ultimate truth. I can imagine maintaining such a huge commitment is incredibly difficult or even nearly impossible for most individuals in today's world. In Thailand and other parts of Asia, it is common for people to become monks for a shorter period of time, ranging from 3 months to a year, allowing them to experience a disciplined life in a more realistic and achievable manner. Within the ashram community, I often come across stories about how some women are drawn to these renunciate teachers and may even experience desires to seduce them. It's a classic case of people desiring what is perceived as unattainable, basically wanting what we can't have. However, the renunciate lifestyle demands a deep level of inner discipline, awareness, and an elevated state of consciousness to resist such temptations and stay focused on the spiritual path. It is through this higher consciousness that these renunciates are able to live and sustain their chosen way of life. Higher consciousness is a state characterized by pure awareness, devoid of mental constructs, concepts, and conditioning. It is often described as a state of complete presence, unaffected by external circumstances. This state entails transcending the limitations of the body, mind, ego, and identities we typically associate ourselves with. Within the realm of yoga, practitioners aim to develop profound insights into the nature of consciousness, thereby elevating their consciousness. In yoga philosophy, consciousness refers to the fundamental awareness that underlies all experiences. It is regarded as the very essence of our being. Yoga practices such as meditation, breathing exercises, the physical postures, chanting, scriptural studies, and ethical guidelines are aimed at cultivating self-awareness and expanding consciousness. Through consistent and dedicated engagement in these practices, yogis strive to attain higher states of consciousness, ultimately leading to self-realization or liberation. According to yoga philosophy, consciousness can be understood through 4 different states. The first is the waking state, called Jagrat, which is the consciousness we experience in our everyday lives. The second is the dream state known as swapna, occurring during sleep when we have dream experiences. The third is the deep sleep state called shupshupti, characterized by unconsciousness without dreams or awareness of the external world. Now beyond these 3 states, there is a 4th state of consciousness known as charya. Charya represents a state of pure awareness that transcends ordinary consciousness, the fluctuations of the mind, and the limitations of the individual self. In this state, the yogi experiences a profound sense of unity and interconnectedness with all of existence. It is often described as a state of bliss, tranquility, and expanded consciousness. Interestingly, the sacred symbol of Om represents our state of consciousness. Have you ever seen the symbol Om? Well, in case you're not familiar with Om, Om is a sacred sound and a spiritual icon in yoga, Hinduism, Buddhism, and Jainism. It is considered the universal sound and the primordial sound. This sound is often chanted or meditated upon. In my meditation and yoga classes, I start and close the sessions with the sound Om. My teacher once explained that because our spiritual practice is special and sacred, we wrap it with this beautiful sound. Now visually, the Om symbol consists of three main curves, an upward semicircle, and a dot. It is written in the Devanagari script used for Sanskrit and has a flowing round appearance. The various curves and the dot represents our different states of consciousness. So on the left side, there are two curves. The upper elongated curve represents the states of deep sleep or unconsciousness. The lower curve, slightly larger in size, represents the states of waking consciousness. And on the right side, there is a curve that starts from the middle. This connects the upper and the lower curves on the left and represents the dream state or the states of consciousness between waking and deep sleep. Above this is a semicircle at the top right, representing the state of Maya, which means illusion. And Maya is seen as the biggest obstacle to our spiritual development. Lastly, on the top right, there is a dot above the semicircle. The dot represents the fourth state of consciousness, Chariya. It signifies pure consciousness, transcendence, and ultimate reality. Yogis believe it is the highest state of consciousness, the ultimate state of spiritual bliss, where one can simply be. The depth of meaning behind this sacred symbol is truly incredible. In many spiritual traditions, consciousness is regarded as the essence or core of our being that surpasses our physical existence. These traditions also acknowledge consciousness as an inherent aspect of our spiritual nature, connecting us to something greater, such as universal consciousness, the source, a divine presence, or what is sometimes referred to as God consciousness. Key aspects of consciousness from a spiritual perspective include oneness, transcendence, universal wisdom, and presence. Spiritual teachings often emphasize the oneness and interconnectedness of all beings in this universe. So consciousness is seen as a unifying force that underlies and permeates everything. Each time I meditate and connect with this higher consciousness, I am reminded that we are all part of a larger whole. Our ordinary consciousness is obscured by illusions such as attachments, aversions, desires, fears, and ego-driven thoughts. Spiritual practices involve transcending these illusions of the material world and awakening to a higher reality. Consciousness can be seen as a tool for assessing deeper levels of wisdom and realizing spiritual truths. By quieting my mind, I am able to connect with my intuitive insights, listen to my inner voice, and receive guidance. I love how many spiritual traditions emphasize the importance of being fully present in this moment. By tapping into our higher consciousness, we can fully engage with and appreciate the richness of every moment. Cultivating conscious presence has helped me dwell less on the past, worry less about the future, make the most of each and every moment, and embrace the concept of carpe diem, seizing the day. While spiritual perspectives on consciousness can vary across different traditions and belief systems, I believe there is a common thread that transcends cultural boundaries and geographical locations. Whether we are on the East or the West, following traditional or modern practices, the recognition remains more or less the same. Consciousness involves awareness, self-reflection, and intentional action. By cultivating consciousness, we can experience personal and spiritual growth, enhance our overall well-being, and embrace a more conscious way of living. As I continue to deepen my spiritual practice, I find myself wanting to expand my consciousness further. I am convinced that being more conscious entails being attentive to our choices and aligning our actions with greater awareness. By doing so, we not only shape our own lives, but also contribute to a positive impact that ripples throughout the world. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of this podcast community. Your presence and support means a great deal to me. Please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at Spirituality with K with your feedback, comments, questions, or any suggestions. And if you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. The lights within me bow to the divine lights within you. Wishing you a beautiful day or evening, wherever you may be. Namaste.